At this hour, mourners are gathered in Washington, D.C. for the funeral of civil rights icon Dorothy Height. President Obama delivers the eulogy. Another pioneer of the civil rights movement, the NAACP's Benjamin Hooks, died earlier this month. And now, as longtime leaders of this movement pass from the scene, organizations that were in the front of the movement are struggling to stay relevant. Nowhere is that struggle more evident than in the organization founded by Martin Luther King, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Just answering the question who the SCLC is a challenge these days. Take last week when two factions of the group held dueling board meetings. Board member Bernard Lafayette.
The meeting of the board, national board, of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference is here in Atlanta.
And hundreds of miles away in rural Utah, Alabama, member Markle Hutchins.
This is the only official meeting of the National Board of Directors of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
The venerable civil rights group has been embroiled in a power struggle for months, ever since it elected Bernice King to be president of the organization her father helped form. That was October, and she's yet to be installed and has not returned phone calls from NPR. Two officers, Board Chairman Raleigh Trammell of Ohio and Treasurer Spiver Gordon of Alabama, are the target of federal, state, and internal SCLC investigations into whether some $500,000 has been misspent. They were voted out by a special board meeting in Atlanta earlier this month. Bernard Lafayette is the spokesman for that group.
We love them as our brothers and sisters, but we cannot tolerate and we will not stand for the mismanagement of our funds.
Trammell and Gordon dispute the allegations. Spiver Gordon.
Not a penny has been mishandled, and they cannot prove that a penny has been mishandled.
The dispute is now being fought in the courts. Meanwhile, both factions are going about what they say is the organization's business, sounding familiar themes that hearken to the words of Martin Luther King, Jr. Here's Bishop Calvin Woods opening the session in Atlanta.
Where there is unity, there is strength.
Longtime SCLC members say the group plays a vital role in serving the disenfranchised, but some question the organization's strength in the post-civil rights era. Emory University political scientist Andra Gillespie says the SCLC has been trying to redefine itself for more than a generation.
Really, the SCLC has kind of struggled with being identified with one larger-than-life figure for the past 50 years. And, you know, the lesson that social movement organizations can and perhaps should take away from the SCLC struggle is that an organization should not be so intimately tied to one particular personality.
Gillespie says groups organized around the fight for civil rights are not as relevant as they once were.
In many instances, we downplay the importance of protest organizations in an era where African Americans have access to the franchise and have access to elective office.
Gillespie says the organizations that have moved away from protests and toward lobbying have found success, but those activities don't necessarily draw a crowd. But old-fashioned mass meetings don't either.
We're going to have two prayers and two songs. Everybody join in.
For the stress, my hand to thee.
Spiver Gordon called for a mass meeting during the SCLC meeting in Greene County, Alabama, but only about two dozen locals showed up. Outside, a new 24-year-old member of the SCLC, the Reverend Ernest Andrew Brooks of North Carolina, called for a new vision.
What is our brand? If you ask someone on the street, what is SCLC? You know, they might say it was an organization that Dr. King used. But if you ask somebody if SCLC is an organization that still exists, I guarantee you the average person on the street doesn't know what SCLC is doing.
Brooks says it's time for his generation to step up.
I respect my elders, I respect the traditions of the movement, but I understand that the same people who have been arguing and fussing and fighting for 30, 40, 50 years are the same people that are continuing to argue, fuss, and fight in 2010, really about stuff that has no value when it comes to fighting the fights that SCLC was created to fight.
We have been given this legacy, he says, and we're going to have to take the reins of this movement. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.